The late artist Harry Jackson was best known for Western scenes. His sculpture of a hard-riding John Wayne was on the cover of Time magazine in 1969, but he also made abstract expressionist works inspired by his friend Jackson Pollock. Most of Harry Jackson's work is still with his family at his studios in Cody, Wyoming. And unless a major donor steps forward, it will be sold piecemeal to pay the bills. From Wyoming, Public Radio, Micah Schweitzer reports.
Harry Jackson was born in Chicago, but he always said Wyoming was his spiritual birthplace. In 1938, when he was 14, he ran away from home and started working on the Pitchfork Ranch outside of Meteetse. That's where he learned the cowboy songs he later recorded for Folkways Records.
Well, come on, you cowboys, I'll sing you a song. Stay back from the wagon, stay where you belong. You think you're right handy with gunning with a rope, but I notice you're bashful when handling the soap.
Jackson was also a Marine whose combat sketches captured the brutality of war in the South Pacific. After the war, he was a Hollywood radio actor. And in 1947, Jackson moved to New York and dove into the abstract expressionist scene. John Jarizzo is a fellow Wyoming painter.
He was right in the thick of art history, American art history in the 20th century, as an abstract expressionist painter.
Jackson exhibited alongside expressionist giants Willem de Kooning and Jackson Pollock. But in 1970, he moved back to Wyoming for good and devoted himself to Western art. Now, Jarizzo says almost all of it is at the sprawling Harry Jackson Studios in Cody.
We thought of him as somebody who created these beautiful bronze sculptures that, you know, or at the level of Frederick Remington, but then when you walk into that space, you're confronted with the full spectrum of who Harry Jackson was as an artist.
That spectrum is housed in a tan, industrial-looking building ringed by a chain-link fence. It hardly looks like a museum. The sign out front says, by appointment only. But inside are 5,000 drawings, 400 paintings, and hundreds of sculptures. Essentially, Harry Jackson's entire output. His oldest son, Matt, oversees the collection.
We have a complete array of his life's work. So these are childhood drawings that his mother kept.
Plus, more than 100 journals dating from 1945 to the artist's death in 2011, his annotated library, letters, and other archival materials.
These are Marine Corps, some examples of the Marine Corps drawings that we have.
It's an amazing record of a life.
Henry Adams is a professor at Case Western Reserve University and the author of a forthcoming biography of Jackson.
Really quite unusual, if not unique, to have all that stuff together in one place.
But now it's all in jeopardy.
You know, we'll see where it goes. There's just a little bit of a funding gap.
Matt Jackson needs to raise about $5 million to pay his current bills and lay the foundation for a working institution.
I think situations like this are very complicated.
Susan Moldenhauer heads the University of Wyoming Art Museum.
There's the safety of the work. There's the protection of the work. You know, how do you sustain a collection? How do you have it support itself as a collection? And I think those are all questions that Matt is really struggling with right now.
Moldenhauer was part of a group of Wyoming cultural and arts organizations that met at the Harry Jackson Studios this summer. The group drafted a statement affirming the value of the estate as a whole. Painter John Jarizzo was one of its signers.
The fact that it is still together and that there's a chance of it now dispersing seems like a travesty.
But without a major donor so far, Matt Jackson says he's forced to divide the collection.
It's definitely a money question. And time is running out.
140 pieces are already listed for sale on the estate website. Some traveling shows are also planned. But if pieces start to sell, portions of the collection won't be making a return trip to Cody. For NPR News, I'm Micah Schweitzer.